All right. Well, thank you very much. God bless you. It's wonderful to be here with you and to spend time in God's Word, because that's what really matters. There's nothing else that matters more than God's Word living in your lives. And it's important that we take the time now to get into that. But before we do, I'd like you to get some stuff off your chest. I know you have some affirmations that you just have to tell me, okay? I am what the Word of God says I am. I have what the Word of God says I have. I will be what the Word of God says I will be. I can do what the Word of God says I can do. And I have God's favor in my life. ¿Y en español? Yo soy lo que la palabra de Dios dice que soy. Yo tengo lo que la palabra de Dios dice que tengo. Yo seré lo que la palabra de Dios dice que seré. Yo puedo hacer lo que la palabra de Dios dice que puedo hacer. Y yo tengo el favor de Dios en mi vida. Now you give yourselves a hand. That was fantastic. If you say that every day of your lives, it will change your life. Today we're going to continue with peace. How long have I been teaching on peace now? Gosh, probably about 4 months, somewhere around there, because there's so much to it in the Word. And if we're going to understand the fruit of the Spirit and how they apply to us as Christians, peace is one of the attributes that we really need to understand. And there's so much to it. So last time I spent quite a bit of time in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1, where it says, let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and persecute it. Well, that's from the English word pursue. It really means persecute. Evil thwarts the effects of good, but the Christian man is still required to force away any and all forms of evil, of bad, in place of the good. He is commanded to desperately seek peace, as if it is to be his only focus, and to follow it at all times. Well, if you want to learn more about that, you'll need to go back to the previous teachings. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. When I first taught that verse I just read to you, what I was beginning with are the activators of peace. It's quite interesting to see how these fit in the Word, but God placed some really unique activators, things that turn peace on in the Bible. And so we spend a lot of time on 1 Peter 3:1, and that's the first activator. Well, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 falls under that same category, that same activator category, and it's combined with 1 Peter 3:1. 1 Peter 5:8, be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. So there's a feeding frenzy going on out there in the spiritual realm. Oh, you've experienced it? We all have. We all go through this. I had a thought earlier. If you're not living according to the agape lifestyle, you're walking contrary to God's Word. Agape is the behavior that you are required to manifest as Christians to validate your belief in God's Word. If you want to prove that you have God's Word in here, you have to walk according to agape. Otherwise, you're denying the reality of God. You can say, I love God all the time. But if you don't walk according to the behavior, according to the Christian code of conduct, agape, as listed in 1 Corinthians 13, you can't prove anything. You're just not doing it. You're actually saying, I don't believe in you. You're actually saying, I love you, God, but You go do your thing, and I'll go do my thing. This is so important that we understand that this code of conduct is your footpath through Christianity. It's what allows you to stay in touch, not only with the words on the pages of the Bible, but with the words from the very heart of God. Because agape is what makes you something in the world that has nothing to offer. The only thing that offers anything to you as a human being is God's word. There is nothing else. That means that the only thing that really, really matters is if you live by it. Which, of course, really, really, really means that if you want to prove that you really and really, really mean it, you have to live by agape. I don't know how else to say it. Do you want these activators to mean something to you? Do you really want peace in your life? I don't know if people really want peace. Because they don't really, really, really show it. We need to be the people that really, really, really show it. Now, the three reallys mean agape, okay? We need to be the really, really, really people that show, or who show, we walk according to agape. That's all that matters. It's kind of like the laws of deductions. You know, okay, I believe in God. Okay, I believe in His Word. Okay, I'm going to now show it. That's the really, 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 and really, really, really. All right? But what good is it if you don't show it? I mean, really, really, really show it. What good is it? It doesn't make any sense to even do any of it. Why say it? Why read it? Why visit with it? Why? Why? I mean, really, why? It doesn't make any sense. You have to become godlike. You've got to get in touch with Him. Because that's all that matters. One day you're going home. Then it makes sense. But in the meantime, you're in a barren land. And you're the only blossom there is. You decorate the earth. And what puts music behind that movie of you walking is agape. It causes people to cherish you, to adore you, to adorn you, to honor you, to glorify you, and to turn to God because of you. The Bible says that the goodness of God leadeth the man to repentance. In Romans chapter 1, I believe, chapter 2, I guess. But what goodness could ever be seen without the ultimate goodness of agape? Because the Bible also says that the greater of faith and love is agape. So you could believe to move mountains. You can do all the great works that the world could manage. But without agape, there's nothing. You're nothing. I'm not making it up. I'm not trying to defeat you. I'm saying that's what the Bible says. And just read 1 Corinthians 13. Do you really want to become who you want to be? There's only one thing that matters after you're born again, and that's agape. There is nothing else that matters. It just doesn't come down to anything else. You must live according to the code of conduct, the Christian code of conduct. Otherwise, you contradict God. Because all the time he's saying, do it this way. And when you go out and do it your way without using his Christian code of conduct, what are you really saying? And so when you have these activators for peace, are you saying that you really want peace in your life? I believe that if you really want any specific attribute from God's word, including the fruit of the Spirit, you must live according to agape. Because it's the foundation of behavior. It's the code. It's the secret key. It's the password into the secret tunnel. It's what gets you inside the foundation of Christian stability. Do you want peace? Do you want to activate peace in your life? Then moving past the concept of agape, we now understand out of 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8 that there's a feeding frenzy going on in the spiritual realm. There's a gnashing of teeth designed to devour you. And you have to be so sober. You have to be so vigilant so that you see those razors sharp destroyers coming at you. And you can move out of the way so it doesn't slice your arm and so it doesn't take your blood or your soul, so that you remain intact upon the strongest of all foundations, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So that you don't crater in fear when that next roar comes. And trust me, it will come. God wants you to have peace, but you have a responsibility. But you have to want peace. This little destroyer starved to death, literally, is seeking you. He's going about, walking all over the place, everywhere. Everywhere you go, he goes. He's trying to chew on you. And you know what I'm talking about. You know the feeling of that pain. It's really something when God says that agape casts out fear. I don't know of anything greater. I don't know of anything easier. But you have to have passion. Are you so used to the world flushing you along its sewage canals that you've lost sight of the reality that you could climb up out and walk on your own two feet by your own choices? He says that perfect love casts out fear. I believe that. I believe that if you perfect the behavioral attributes of agape in your life, that you will sing a new song. That the music behind your journey will cause thousands to attend. I believe in the Bible. I really, really do. But I really, really, really believe in agape. And I believe that it's your greatest struggle. You wonder, well, what is it that I wrestle with every day? Where do I struggle in my life? I feel it! I sense it! I live through it! Where is my struggle? And if you peel back the skins of time, you will go down into a moment that shows you agape doesn't exist, or it was scoffed at, or it was shunned. You must rewrite your chronicle so that agape is at the top. 12 o'clock sharp. And that's where it stays. Your walk must be integrated with agape. Perfect love cast out fear. And what greater purpose is that lion's roar? What greater purpose than it is the defying act of agape? Why not seek peace like he seeks you? And you know he's after you every day. Why not seek peace with the same or more passion than your greatest enemy as he seeks you? Let's turn the tables. Let's turn the tide. Let's make that ocean our playground. Let's put our stake in the sand and our ship on the sea and chart our course according to agape. If you don't take action like that, you'll never see peace. But it is an activator. You must choose. That's the activator. You must be sober. That's the activator. You must be vigilant. That's the activator. You must understand why. Because of the gnashing of teeth seeking your flesh, your soul, in its feeding frenzy. And if you don't do that, you will be devoured. And if you look at your life and wonder why there's parts missing, why there's gaps in your soul, why there's voids in your feelings, it's because of that. It's time to move. It's time to get that ship underway. What does it take? What are you willing to do? And do you really, really, really believe? Seek peace as if you plan to slay it. Ensue it at all cost, all day, all night, forever. Never stop looking for it. Stop at nothing. Follow after it as if your very life depended on it. You are responsible. You are the captain of your soul. You chart your course based on what you know is available from God's word. And you never look back. You do what's required so that you can do what's required. You don't want to be left out of this. You want to thrive and you want to drive yourself to heights unknown. You want to become the woman, the man that you've dreamed of being. And I guarantee you that when you leave that port, everything will try to stop everything. But you've got to persevere. You've got to drive yourself. Live agape. Seek peace. Stay sober. Stay vigilant, ever watchful. And keep yourself away from those gnashing teeth. Peace lies at the door. God bless.